Good morning. Welcome to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. I'm attorney Joe Pippin, host of Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law for 37 years and running, longest running continual show in Florida. Glad to be here this happy Father's Day Sunday, June 20th, 2021. And hope you the very best Father's Day ever. And I give my dad a little salute here, 96 years, still kicking pretty well. And wishing him the best Father's Day ever, as well as we do have a little family event tonight, a little bit later on, and looking forward to seeing everyone. So anyway, this is a live show where you call in and ask legal questions. If you have a legal problem, a legal question, just something you want to know, some problem, it doesn't even have to be a legal problem. If you have a problem and want to get a second set of ears on it, maybe a little communication, maybe get you pointed in the right direction or a different direction, all you have to do is to call the toll-free number, which is 1-800-969-9352. That's 1-800-969-9352. Phone lines are open. Your question can be just about anything: wills, trust, probate, guardianship, power of attorneys, real estate, family law. Could be a traffic situation. It could be just a problem with a next door neighbor. Just be something that's nagging you about the law. You want to sound off about it? Hey, give us a call. 1-800-969-9352. We had some interesting questions the first hour. This we did from 6 to 7 this morning. And then now we're doing from 8 to 9, and we have some interesting questions during the first hour. One was, the person called and said their uncle was fairly well-to-do and only had a will and didn't really understand probate and didn't really want to do anything. So we talked about what his options were on, because it was going to be a large, it was going to be $30,000 probate fee. And the uncle just thought a will was just fine. So I suggested they were going to say they were like 10 beneficiaries. And maybe I'll chip in and give them a happy Father's Day present and give him a trust. Can do a power of attorney to even change the assets to the trust. So he wouldn't really have to do anything. He'd just get the present of helping his family avoid a huge fee and taking a long time. Hey, if you have a question, you have a toll-free number, 1-800-969-9352. Let's go to Robert and Brandon.
Good morning, Joe. Happy Father's Day.
Good morning. Well, thank you very much.
I have a probate question in regards to an estate that I'm administering. Essentially, I have a partner that left me some money in a will, and it's gone through probate. Essentially, this partner has had a legal action against a former employer. That case had to be settled out of court, and the estate was awarded $12,000. And so I got a probate attorney in regards to Florida law in order to administer this estate. So we've gone through most of the things that we've had to do. On Friday, I got an order to show cause from the judge in the case, and essentially it was a lack of final accounting, order of discharge, petition of discharge, and statement regarding creditors. And that all expired. Essentially, we got in a continuance, and it expired 12/31/20. I have not heard from my attorney. I've called twice and got no return call from this attorney. So the $12,000 has been whittled down by fees down to almost $1,000. So I'm not sure what to do at this point.
Well, I have to be kind of careful here because you're represented by an attorney. And so
right,
attorney really shouldn't. Yeah. But generally, here's what happens. Speaking generally, you either get another extension for some valid reason, or you petition the you pr- provide the papers the court has asked for to close the estate.
Okay.
And basically, yeah. The easiest thing to do is everything is finished, just petition the court. You'd sign off, all the beneficiaries would sign something saying they've received their share, and you petition the court to close the estate. If you can't close the estate for some reason, you just petition for another extension for a valid reason.
Okay, because I don't know what the situation is. It's obviously the virus has put the courts in a mess, and we had already gotten an extension, and I thought this case had already been resolved, and it hasn't been. So the attorney that I've secured has not done anything, basically. So,
well, a petition to close the estate would be sufficient with, you know, the appropriate paperwork signed by the beneficiaries that they've received everything.
Okay, well, that beneficiary is me.
Okay. And well, so, if you've signed, so I think all the attorney probably has to do is get you to sign a petition to close the estate, basically.
Okay, all right.
Does the attorney have a secretary that answers the phone?
Yes.
Why don't you, here's what I would probably suggest. Okay, I understand. There's single practitioners that practice here and there, and you know, don't have staff, and it's a crazy world out there. But what I would do is call the office and, you know, kind of demand the 5-minute phone appointment.
Okay. Is this something I can do by myself if the attorney's not available for whatever reason? With the court?
No, because it's the attorney of record.
Got it. Okay.
So. The attorney of record is going to have to also sign the petition.
Okay.
I would just schedule and don't take no for an answer and demand a 5-minute phone appointment to finalize the case. You know.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate
it. Thank you. All right. Thank you. All right. You're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. If you have a legal question, you have phone lines that are open at 1-800-969-9352. That's 1-800-969-9352, and I'd be glad to help you if you have a legal question. It can be just about any area of law. It can be about wills, trust, probate, guardianship, power of attorneys, healthcare surrogates. It can be about some problem you're having with a neighbor, a family member, somebody's just totally unreasonable. So, you know, I'm sure all of you deal with somebody occasionally you think is totally unreasonable. And they don't see your side of the question or discussion whatsoever. And they're like 100% going in one direction and you're 100% going in the other direction. So why not have like a mediator, someone you could talk to just for a few minutes and make sure that you're on solid ground and the person you're talking to, which would be an independent person without anything to gain from what they tell you, see what they think, discuss it with them. And that's what the purpose, one of the purposes of our show is, you should have another sounding board to get information or maybe listen to an argument or position and being able to have someone else comment on it and maybe get you in the right direction. Again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin. If you have a legal question, phone lines are open at 1-800-969-9352. If you'd like to contact our website for more information about the firm, it's just attypip.com, attypip.com. My email address is joe@attypip.com. One of our callers at the 6 o'clock hour on the show had a will from New York. She'd been in Florida for a while, was a Florida resident, and wanted to know if her New York will was valid in the state of Florida. Well, the answer to that question was it probably is valid. The very first sentence of the will probably says you're a resident of New York, and it would need to be reviewed. And actually, I offered to review. Our procedure in our office is we don't charge for first appointments to review documents. And if someone, and this particular lady was going to email me, scan and email me or text me her will, and I was going to review it and maybe have a phone conference with her, phone appointment, and not charge her anything. Well, that's basically the way we treat everybody. We don't charge for first appointments. We don't charge to review documents. And I was going to be glad to review her will and tell her if it need to be changed. It's likely that it's not notarized in a fashion in Florida called self-proving, where you don't have to find or locate the witnesses, but those are the kind of things we look for. Let's go to Ryan in Riverview. Hey, Ryan.
Hey. Hi.
You know, I've had my last five callers, my last four callers have been Rick, Rita, Robert, and Ryan. All starts with R's. How about that? And from Riverview, there's another R. What can I do for you?
I was driving my Kia Optima. I picked it up from a mechanic. Some kind of sensor was out. I was driving home on Monday, and on the Howard Franklin, actually, and the car caught fire and completely burned to the ground. Ironically enough, I had just put the bare bones insurance on it. So my insurance company is not interested in covering it all. The mechanics insurance company, you know, they said if they could prove it somehow the mechanics at fault, that, you know, they would cover it, but they're not really interested in proving that really. Right now it's sitting at a tow company, racking up fees, and Kia, you know, they didn't want to move it or do anything with it either, but they have a class action lawsuit. I guess Kia's have been catching fire recently, so they want me to be part of this class action lawsuit, but it doesn't mention anything about, you know, all the damages. They just said they would cover the car, so I'm not really sure what I should be doing. Oh, and the bridge, the Howard Franklin, was damaged in the process, so I'm not sure if they're going to come after me for that as well.
So what year is your car?
2013.
And you bought it new or bought it used?
Bought it used.
I see, okay. So all of the warranties are expired on the car.
Right.
So the class action suit, were you contacted by a law firm that does class action lawsuits?
No, I actually filed a claim with Kia, and they sent me a link to the class action suit.
Oh, I see. And then you have to decide whether you want to join in on the class action suit?
I think it already went through. I think the judge in May, I'm not really sure how these work, but apparently the class action suit was, won in favor of the people. But my question is, you know, they want me to fill out a form, and I'm pretty sure I give up all my rights of any other kind of, I don't know, anything else after that.
Okay. But you've already signed all that.
No, I haven't done that yet, no.
All right. Well, I suggest you talk to, I have a class action attorney I could refer you to. So where generally you could get the information you need and see whether you should join a class action or possibly file an individual lawsuit. One of the problems you're probably going to have is that your car is out of warranty and it's, 8 years old. So so a lot can go into that decision about whether you want to file an individual lawsuit and what the benefit would be if you just join in on the class action lawsuit. So I think you need to probably have a discussion with a class action lawsuit attorney, which I have one I could refer to you to just discuss that in general. So if you'd like to send me an email, I'll be glad to send you that name and phone number.
Okay.
So my email address is Joe, J-O-E, at A-T-T-Y-P-I-P ATTYPS.com.
Okay. ATTYPIP.com?
.com. Mm-hmm.
Okay, appreciate it.
All right, thank you. All right, you're listening. You're asking an attorney all about Florida law. I'm attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open this Father's Day, Sunday, 2021. If you have a legal question, you have a toll-free number, which is 800-969-9352. That's 1-800-969-9352. And I'd be glad to help you. If you... Last year we did several Zoom seminars, which we put on YouTube, and they're about different Florida legal topics. And they were hour-long seminars. They're about wills, trust, probate. These are all different seminars. Wills, trust, probate, asset protection, family law, gun trust. If you'd like the links to any or all of those seminars, just send me an email at Joe, J-O-E, at A-T-T-Y. P-I-P.com. That's Joe at A-T-T-Y-P-I-P.com. I would like to tell you that I am speaking at Indian Rocks Baptist Church this coming Wednesday night at 6:30. We're doing an hour-long seminar on, and this is open to the public. So if you'd like to attend, just show up. You don't need a reservation. So Indian Rocks Baptist Church, 6:30 this coming Wednesday night. You walk into the building, there'll be a sign up almost immediately as to what room the conference. It'll be on the first floor, so it'll be pretty soon after you walk into the building. And also there are hostess and greeters there. They can also direct you. And again, I'll be there at 6:30. I'll be about an hour long, probably about a half an hour presentation with about 30 minutes of questions from the audience. And looking forward to that. I've done many, 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 many seminars there at the church, and this hope to continue doing them. I think you'd benefit from it greatly as you just list. If you just come and sit and listen, you'll learn a lot about wills and trust, and you'll also learn from the questions that are asked during the seminar. Again, it's Indian Rocks Baptist Church, 6:30 this coming Wednesday night. Now, having said that, if you belong to a group of any type, a church group, home association group, y'all have a community hall where you live and you have meetings and coffee meetings and so forth, or Kiwanis, or Rotary, or Optus clubs, or church groups, any where you have a speaker, I would be more than glad to participate in your group. There's no fee for me coming and have a program. And sometimes in some of these clubs, I wind up paying for the coffee and donuts, which is fine too. But anyway, if you'd like that, you could just contact our office at 1-800. And this is available in the counties where we have offices. And the listening audience today is basically Pinellas, Hillsborough, Pasco, Polk, Manatee, Sarasota area. Anywhere in those areas, I'd be willing to, where I have offices and I go to, I'd be willing to come. The toll-free number to reach the person that could schedule that is 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. We really look forward to meeting you and come speak at your club meeting. And there's no solicitation or anything at these meetings. It's just purely a presentation with information provided, and have a question and answer period. It can be geared to anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour, or whatever time I can usually fit a time spot just perfectly, and usually have time included for questions and answers. All right, you're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. We're going to take a short break. If you'd like to call the show and get lined up for questions in the next segment, you have a toll-free number to call the show, 1-800-969-9352. All right, I'm attorney Joe Pippin. Ask an attorney all about Florida law. Yeah, it's a legal matter, baby. Got you on the run. If you got you on the run, give us a call at 800-969-9352. That's 1-800-969-9352. Let's go to Dennis in Sarasota.
Hello.
Hey, Dennis, they got you on the run?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. I have a situation, Joe, where I'm an American citizen with an estranged daughter and a granddaughter. My wife is an English citizen in the country on a green card. Green card has been for, I don't know, 18 years now. And we have a home in Sarasota that is fully paid for, no liens against it except for a small a home equity line. She, my wife, has a small apartment in France that is also free and clear. We have an American will crafted, I don't know, 15, 18 years ago, you know, with the particulars may not be important, but I'm concerned that if my wife passes, who has no children, if my wife passes, we have a French will as well, because accordingly, the French do not honor American wills. Apparently, the laws are still pretty Napoleonic over there. But she's left everything to me, obviously, but she's based on who dies first. She has her assets going to daughters of her close friends and her stepchildren from a prior marriage. Her passports, she's still a British citizen, and her passport is in her English-British name. My fear is that if she passes first, I'm going to have one hell of a time sorting this out. What are your suggestions?
Well, first of all, it's common for European clients to come in to see me that I do a will for their U.S. assets, and they have a will in their country for their, you know, French or English or European assets. So, I mean, that's pretty common. I think in your case, your will, it sounds like you want to omit your daughter and grandchild.
No, just my daughter.
You want to omit her. So do you have language in your will
and,
now that
and
you...
And I have in the, I have of the will 18 years ago.
Okay. So if you have language in your will that omits her, that's fine. You could leave the assets that she has that are controlled by her French will in a separate category of some type. And you want to honor her wishes?
Excuse me, Joe, you just broke up.
All right, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, so you could keep the assets. If she died first, you could leave the assets that you've maintained separately that you received from her in some type of an arrangement where there are separate assets that would go still to her heirs, if that's what you want. You can create a separate trust that you own, a separate trust for assets that received from her that would go to, that were maintained separately that you could use while you're living, but upon your death, those assets in the set, we could call it the French trust. I mean, whatever. You could have the assets in the French trust that go to her heirs and just maintain them separately. You can have, you know, a person
so
can have multiple.
You're suggesting two trusts, a French trust and a U.S. trust.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that sounds like a good way to separate it. Yeah.
How do I how do I go about doing that for the U.S. assets and for the foreign assets?
Well, you can have a French trust that you want to go to her heirs in the U.S. and just have a separate trust. So it's just be titled, your trust would have a different date than maybe your other trust you might have. You might just have a will. So you could have two trusts in America. Okay. You could have a trust, you could title, give the trust a different name, and they could be two different trusts. And the French trust, we'll call it, for the U.S. assets you have, could go to her heirs if that's what you want. You'd probably have
to. That's what I want.
Yeah, you'd probably have to coordinate. If there are any assets going to be remaining over there in France, you're going to have to maybe have a will over there that deals with those assets. I'm not sure the assets over there could go into a U.S. trust. So you might have to we have to coordinate that with a French attorney to accomplish the wishes there.
Okay. I think one of the wrinkles in all of this is that the French government does not honor a U.S. will.
Okay, so we just do a will in France. Yeah, we just do a will in France for the assets there. If you're going to be the owner of those assets after she dies, then you just have to have a will prepared over there to take care of it.
Okay, which we do. I mean, if she passes away, I get the French assets, but I would like to keep her wishes of her French assets.
Well,
going to the people involved there.
If you now own the French assets, you just do a French will over there.
Okay.
Okay, Dennis?
Thank you very much, Joe. You've been very helpful. I've listened to your show many times.
All right, thank you. Let's go to Dan in St. Pete.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, Dan.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, if you have a will with a power attorney, can the person who has the power attorney in their name, can they sell your properties?
Power attorney is void upon death. So the answer would be yes, they could sell your properties while you're living if you gave them a power attorney, and there's a paragraph in the power attorney that gives them the power to sell your real estate and homestead. So if all that's true, the answer would be yes.
I see. Well, the reason I'm asking is because if, I got sick and got hospitalized and needed more money to to pay for the bills while I'm in the hospital, could he do that or could they do that?
Well, they could, yes. Now, there are two things that might, one might, do you have a will or just a will, or do you have a will and a trust?
No trust.
Okay. So if you have no trust, they could use the power of attorney to manage and pay your bills for you while you're living, provided there are the appropriate paragraphs in the power of attorney dealing with your finances and checking and savings and real estate, assuming they're all normal clauses in the power of attorney, then yes, they could use the power of attorney to assist you and do anything that you could do for your benefit.
Do you normally include that clause in your all's power of attorney statement?
Yes, sir. We have 14 pages and 106 different paragraphs of anything that you could do. So they could do it for you, so you would never be declared incompetent. That, to me, that should be the purpose of the power of attorney.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate it.
Have All right, Dan. Thanks for calling. Thank you. Let's go to Reed in Largo.
Hello?
Hey, Reed.
Hello?
Hello, Reed. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Now I can. Yes, sir. Appreciate what you do. It's a great service for the community. I think you're great.
But, thank you very much.
Joe, here's my problem. I've got a neighbor that I haven't really spoken with about this situation, but I need your guidance. He's got trees that are hanging over my pool's area, and all that stuff is dropping on my screen structure there, and it's starting to rot the screen and so forth. He's trimmed the tree on his side, but it's hanging over my pool area. What do you suggest? Can I have any recourse?
Well, your recourse is you can trim the tree yourself up your property line.
Yes, I know, but it's so darn expensive. You know, you're talking about $7,000-$8,000.
Have you asked him about it?
You know, Joe, that's what I'm saying. I have not spoken with him. He seems to be a decent guy. I never see him. Sometimes he's not there. He's a foreign descent, and I don't know whether he goes overseas or what, but I rarely ever see him. I have not tried to contact him, and you're probably saying to me, why are you calling you? But just the idea, I didn't know what the law. No, I know I can trim from my side, but I want him to trim.
Well, you're going to have to ask him. You can't him trim it, actually.
Yeah, but
maybe
I thought if he refuses.
Work a compromise. Yep.
See, you know, so therefore, you're saying if I contact, what if I contact him and he says, no, I'm not doing that? Do
then
I have a recourse?
Your only recourse is to do it yourself.
I see. Okay. And also, Joe, just a question. I have a gentleman who I spoke with last week. I think I left a message on your phone that he might call you. He's got a real estate situation. I will see him this morning at church. Do you have an afternoon session also? Because I looked at your website. It looked like you had something in the afternoon.
Some of the stations I do a replay of the morning show on an afternoon, but that's not a live show.
I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah, only in the morning. I do a Saturday morning live and a Sunday morning live show. So.
I got you. Okay, sir. Well, I appreciate your service.
But your friend can call my office and just do a short telephone meeting. You know, telephonic meeting by phone with no fee.
Sure. That'd be perfect.
Okay.
That'd be great. I'll see him this morning, and I'll give him all your numbers.
All right, thanks.
And sure, thanks for what you do, sir. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Let's go to John in Clearwater.
Hello.
Hey, John.
Hi. I have two questions. First, my wife passed away, and there's no wills or anything or trust. There's basically only assets are some bank accounts and a stock account. The bank accounts are in my name or her name, and I understand those are easy to handle. The stock account, it says my name and her name, and I don't know if I can easily switch that to just my name with just a death certificate or if I have to do something more.
Well, it could be and with right of survivorship. So what I would do is to present a death certificate and see if they will declare you to be the sole owner. See what happens.
Uh-huh.
So they'll each just say yes or no. This is going to have to go through probate for some reason, but they should be able to define that for you very quickly.
Okay.
Most likely, I'm thinking it's going to be yours without any further ado.
Pardon?
Most likely, I think it's going to be yours without any further ado. I think you'll be fine.
Oh, that would be good. Now, my next question is, I don't have any documents for myself when I pass, so I'm 73. So I'm not sure what the definition is, what the differences is between like a living will, a trust, and a revocable trust.
Well, a living will just says if you're terminal, vegetative, unconscious, you don't want to be hooked up to high-tech, heroic life support equipment. A living trust and a revocable trust are generally the same thing. It's just a fancy will that you put assets into that to avoid probate upon your death, basically. There's some other benefits, too, but that's probably the main benefit that you're looking for in your case.
How does that work? Like, does my name go? I'm not sure how that works as far as naming
the
person in the trust.
The way it works is you'd create a trust document. You would be the grantor, the creator. When you finish, you put your bank account. You tell the bank you have a trust. They'll retitle the account your name, trustee, and the date of the trust. When you die, the successor trustee that you nominate takes over and can become the trustee and distribute the assets in your trust according to your instructions with no probate very quickly.
I'm sorry, what did you say? It probates very quickly?
It avoids probate very quickly.
Avoids probate. So the name in the trust, you put your name as the first person in the, as a trustee, and then you name a secondary trustee?
When you create a trust, you tell, like if I were doing it for you, I would ask you, who do you want the successor trustee to be when you die? You would give me a name. So when you die, the person then takes your trust into the bank, presents your death certificate, they become the trustee of your trust, and then they distribute the assets according to your instructions.
Okay. So I'm the trustee until the point where I die?
Yes, sir. Or become incapacitated.
And what's the difference between that and a revocable trust?
It's the same thing. A living trust, revocable trust are the same thing, basically.
Uh-huh. And a living
John,
will only has
this,
to do with
what
happens
yeah,
with your body.
Well, for you and anyone else listening, I have this free estate planning poster sheet that really explains all this in great detail. So when you hang up there, maybe write down the phone number or email address that you can request that, and then you have a chance to look at that and study it a little bit, and then I think you'd probably understand it a lot better.
Okay.
All right. All right, for John and for you that would like my free estate planning poster sheet, it's a large double-sided sheet with 5 articles on estate planning, little diagrams of the difference between wills and trusts and a trust diagram. If you'd like the sheet, you can get it one of 2 ways, let's say. You can call our toll-free number, 1-800-226-3529, extension 200, and just request it. That's 1-800-226-3529, extension 200. You can email me at Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. That's Joe at attypip.com. All right, let's go to Chris in Riverview as our last caller this morning. Chris, are you there? All right, let's go to Evelyn in Port Richey. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Joe.
All right, what can I do for you? We got a minute.
I just want to congratulate you because I, what you call that one, last time you took your dad to the church and now you are having a party. I just lost my husband. He was a Marine. He was 99 and a half.
Oh, wow.
So I
well, I'm sorry for
congratulate
sorry
you,
for
your, okay?
Well, thank you. I'm sorry for your loss.
Yeah, he was a
All
Marine,
right.
and he was All almost right. 100.
All right. All
yeah.
Right. Well, hope you
thank
have
you,
a,
Joe.
I hope you, all right. Yeah. Bye-bye now. Thanks for calling. All right. Well, thank you for listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. We'll be back next week, scheduled for 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock next week. So be sure to remember that if you have a problem that comes up during the week, can always tell people about Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. The biggest compliment you can give the show is to tell someone else about it. Hope you have a great, great Sunday. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there, and be safe.